Okay. Call this meeting to order. Shane Baton present.
Tasha Joe present.
Karen Caldwell present.
Tom Little present.
Joshua Morris present.
Krista Hardman present.
Joshua, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, no appointments today. Do we have a planning commission report? I was not here that day.
Yeah, they didn't have a quorum show up, and so they just had a work meeting.
Okay. Sheriff's report, fire department we did last time. Entertain a motion to approve the previous minutes as written.
I, Karen Caldwell, motion to approve the previous minutes as written.
I, Tom Little, second.
Those in favor, motion carries. Thank you. On the business garbage, they couldn't make tonight. They do want to come and talk to council. They couldn't make tonight, but you'll notice in your pamphlets, we do have the handout printed off now so that you can have that for your reference. And I will continue to try and schedule them to come back and answer any of the questions you might have. We'll move on to new business. Krista?
The pet waste stations at both parks, they are broken, the little clips on the side. I don't feel like it was intentional. I think it was just kind of a poor design.
Okay.
So I'd like to get those replaced, but perhaps pick out one that will be more durable and more noticeable. I think it's a great benefit. I'd like to invest in that.
Do you have one in mind you want to invest
in? No, I just noticed today. So not yet, but I will come back with some options.
Okay.
I'm happy to do that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No.
Josh?
No.
Tom?
No.
Karen, yes? Sorry.
Yes, I want to let you know that the church committee met, and we are having two fundraisers in September. On around the week of the 14th, we're going to have another mayor race for pet mayor for Corinne. We're going to, because we had some stuff left over, we're just going to use it. And this is an election year, so we're going to do that. And we would like to ask by doing that if we can get some new plaques also to be included in that. And then on the 19th, we're doing a 5K fun run, and that's going to be from the church building to the cemetery, around the cemetery and back.
Okay.
So I just wanted to let you know.
Are you not doing your baskets?
No.
No raffle this year.
No, we have for the winners, and we're going to have it decided in the next few days what we're going to do exactly for the winners. We'd have the gift cards for Maddox's, but we're going to, it's either going to be 30 and under and 30 and up, each get a prize, whoever the winner is of that, or it's going to be by gender, one female, one male. So, and we have gift cards for Maddox's.
Okay.
And then, no Easter basket raffle.
Oh, for Easter?
Yeah, because Easter is the end of March.
I know, but I'm talking about this year, September.
Oh, I thought you said March.
No, I'm sorry. I said September. I did say
You're
September.
Like, what?
September.
Yes.
Have you ever gone from the church to the
yes,
cemetery?
Yes, they mapped it out.
But have you ever run by there or ridden a bike by there? Because periodically you get some canine friends that are none too friendly. Mm-hmm. So I would just be aware of that.
Are those Lyles?
Both.
Depends on the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could be both sides or either side.
Well, can we go see those farmers and ask them if they can...
Yeah, I can roll their dogs. I'll talk to Lyle and ask him if during that time frame that we're doing this, if he can please lock them up.
Yeah,
we're going to have stations, right. So I can make sure there's a station there that and I'll have my pepper spray.
Okay, just make sure it's fun run. Right away.
Fun run sounds like contradiction in terms.
Yeah,
but good.
You have to call that so people can.
Anything? What
that's,
else? Anything
that's
else?
All I have.
Okay, well, Tosh, do you have anything?
Sorry, just for the fun run, we wanted to make sure that, or ask the city if it was okay if we did chalk arrows on the road so they can see the route. Okay, we just didn't want to mark up city property.
I don't think there's a legal thing against that, right?
No, plus it's going to snow on
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. That's what I just wanted to check
Yeah.
Or start doing things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing on you?
Nope.
Okay.
Some sort of marker.
Real quick, I guess on that, fire department's here, Chief Norman, Assistant Chief Vaughn here. They want to talk about some equipment they're in need of, if you guys want to do that.
Yep. Well, we got a couple things. The old thing. We have a buyer. Do we need to put that up for auction, or can we just sell that outright?
You can sell it.
Okay. You have a price.
It's your truck.
Okay, he's offered us $5,000, and I think we take it and run.
Okay.
You're okay.
Anybody have an issue with that?
Take it and run.
Take it and run.
Council have any issue? No issue.
If any of you want to come and drive it, you're more than welcome.
I've seen it. I've never driven it. What do I need to?
Bring some good boots because you're going to use them.
We'll make you sign a waiver that you won't sue us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we'll just tell him, we'll get all of our stuff out. He said he'd cut us a check tomorrow, but we'll see. But
okay.
We have a buyer, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The other, what I sent you there, so I know we had talked about the money that we did spend for the new tender because we had it donated. Is there any of that still available?
Is it 25? 25.
Okay, so we had a couple things we wanted to go for, but this one here is going to be our priority. So we already have a contract with Stryker. They're the ones where we got our AEDs, the
monitors.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they also have what they call a Lucas. I don't know if anybody's familiar with it.
CPR?
Familiar with CPR. So we do manual CPR, and it's effective, but it's not effective, right? We can't do it as good as a machine. So this company's willing to sell us two refurbished machines. And so one machine's just under $12,000. She's going to credit us $1,000 because we have what's called a auto pulse that was donated to us, and it don't work very good.
Okay.
So she's going to give us $1,000 for that, and then we'd like to take the 25 and buy two Lucas machines, one for each squad, for CPR.
Okay.
So.
Okay. What was the other item you talked about?
So the other one is nozzles and. Where there's only 25, we're going to prioritize this over nozzles for the fire trucks.
Okay.
So it's just a new company come out with a different nozzle where it takes less people, less water, but we're going to table this to us as a bigger priority.
Okay.
We run more medical than we do structured fire.
Yeah.
So.
Out of curiosity, how much is the other one?
For all the nozzles? Uh-huh. To outfit two out of the three trucks for $20,000. They're roughly $1,600 a piece, which is fire nozzles aren't that much. Anyway, our priority would be let's spend it on a Lucas where we'd use it more. We don't want to use it more, but for us it'd be more beneficial.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Anyway, that's
all right.
So all we've got. We've got a memo lead if you guys want to look at that.
Does anybody else want a copy of this?
That's just for one unit. So I'm curious. If you want to watch it in action, just type in Lucas CPR machine and you can watch it do its thing.
Okay.
It's not pretty.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Anything else?
That's it for us.
Thank you. Then we will move to public comment. Stan, you guys have anything? Beth, Leslie, you've got something?
I do.
Okay.
So I'm just coming back to report from mosquito abatement.
Real quick, just for the record, your name, just so it's recorded.
Yeah, my name's Thomas Jensen, reporting on the mosquito abatement in our meetings last couple weeks ago. Right now, with the weather being so hot as it is, mosquitoes are lower than usual, but with the rains that we've had, most likely we'll be getting more mosquitoes. But the biggest thing that they wanted to talk about with drier weather typically comes West Nile virus.
Okay.
And so we've had several mosquito traps, one out in Bear River, a couple around Brigham City that have come up positive. In fact, there was a lady in Brigham City that contracted West Nile, and it did go into her neurological system, which was pretty severe. And so with that, we'll have a higher chance of getting West Nile. And right before the fair, they're going to send out a social media, like a Facebook post, just kind of expressing what's going on with West Nile, what they're doing to mitigate it. And they're just recommending that we share that same post, too, and encourage people to put on mosquito spray, wear long sleeves when they're out, especially when the mosquitoes are out at night, and just do what they can to protect themselves from mosquitoes.
So. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I will close previous minutes and go into approval, or sorry, close public comment and go into approval of checks.
Contact board, 305 for sewer samples. Smooth stone construction, 450,124 for sewer project. Verizon, 175.95 cell phones. Public Employees Health Program, 25 for AD&D. Public Employees Health Program, 6,532 for health position or dental. Ducks Unlimited, 30,687. This goes along with the sewer project. Everbase Solutions, 9,175.10 for security cameras in the building. Colby Natson, 1,649 for EMT training, I think. PR Paving, 1,285 to grade the roads for the saline solution. Sunrise Engineering, 49,650 for the sewer project. Archibald Petroleum Projects, 1,500 products for gas. River Valley Co-op, 1,271.95 for gas parts, tire repairs, spray and bulk. Box Elder County, 195, asphalt. Spots Towing and Diesel Roadside, 763 to repair, or for batteries for a squad. Brigham City Ace Hardware, 164.37 for parts. Brigham City Corporation, 150 for samples. Comcast, 689.45 for internet for city and fire. Curtis, $1,406 for the annual inspections. Econo Waste, $4,374.70. Garbage. Enbridge. City Building, $7,166. Home Depot, $138 for safety barrier. Mountain Land Supply, $1,872.41. Mostly for irrigation. Roger Holcomb, 75, Clean City Building. Smith Harveston, 146.50 for the attorney. Sunrise, 730 for the transportation plan. Voucher Company, 2,652 for sewer and water samples. Jenna Marble, payroll. Jess Nicholas, payroll. Kelly Nicholas, payroll. Kendra Norman, payroll. Nancy Holcomb, payroll.
To adjourn.
I, Tom Little, move to adjourn.
Josh Morris, second.
Is it in favor? carries. Thank you.